The poll, carried out by the Wisconsin Hospital Association, found more than 75% of the 500 people polled like the idea of adding a dollar to the state's cigarette tax. They also support using the estimated $300 million a year it would raise to fill the shortfall in the state's Medicaid program. Governor Doyle is on record against any new tax measures, but Hospital Association President Eric Borgerding hopes the poll results will convince legislators to support this one.
We hope that what we believe is a silent yet growing vocal majority in the legislature will take some heart from this poll and understand that this is a political winner. It's not something to run away from, and it's not something that's going to cost them at the polls.
Borgerding stresses the health benefits of the tax, but he says channeling the revenues to the Medicaid program is also a strong selling point.
If you put that money into the Medicaid program, it would capture about another $800 million in federal matching dollars. So you'd be looking at $1.5 billion, theoretically, if it was used for Medicaid.
Republican Representative Doc Hines is drafting a bill to boost the cigarette tax. To counter the no new taxes atmosphere at the Capitol, he's trying to sell it as a user fee instead of a tax.
To my way of thinking, a tax is something that everybody has to pay. You don't have any choice. It isn't a tax. Nobody has to pay it. They don't have to buy them.
Hines is pushing the tax as a health measure, not a way to raise money. But opponents say the cigarette tax will hurt sales at convenience stores and drive smokers to buy cheap, untaxed tobacco on the Internet. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.